Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson was so good for 2 years, and then for part of this season, he was mediocre. Some people blamed his fancy new contract. Others blamed his girlfriend. Automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh. With my body so melodic, this beat rolls right through my chest. Wilson has been dating that singer, Sierra Princess Harris. They are very glamorous, very photographed, and this was very irritating to frustrated fans while the Hawks were losing. Thus, the popular hashtag, Blame Sierra. That criticism frustrated some other fans, including Seattle writer Danielle Campamore.
The season was a little tough to begin with, and he wasn't playing his best. And then it was after our bye week, we played Arizona, and he had the worst game of his career.
The bye week is when they have an off week. What's he doing?
Right, and he's in Mexico with his girlfriend, and they're posting pictures. And so people saw that, and then they saw his performance, and they blamed her and said that it was their relationship, and she was taking away from his ability to completely commit. And, you know, he's definitely not 100% involved, and he's got other things on his mind, and it was her fault. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't our horrible offensive line's fault. It was this one woman's fault as to why he wasn't playing the way he should.
What are they saying is the connection between his glamorous girlfriend and his poor performance?
So a lot of people think it has to do with whether or not they're having sex as well. Russell Wilson is a very devout Christian and says that he's not going to have sex until he gets married again. And so they've been vocal about the fact that they're abstinent, and people are saying, well, she should just give it up and then he'll probably perform better because then he'll be this happy guy who's having sex, or they should just break up entirely because it's just too much pent up frustration.
Yeah. So many theories.
Right. That all has to involve a woman, and it's her fault.
And how did you react to that Blame Sierra theory?
Well, I laugh because it's just really frustrating. The only person at the end of the day who's responsible for their performance is that player. To blame her, to blame their relationship, it's a scapegoat. It's easy. It's not him. It's the woman's fault. And it's indicative, you know, of a larger issue. It's the woman's fault when a guy ends up hitting her. You saw that in the Ray Rice thing where it was, well, what did she do to initiate getting him so angry? Is it a woman's fault if she's raped? What was she wearing? How much is, you know, was she drinking? So to continue to hear this on multiple levels throughout the culture that I engage in, you know, I love football, it angers me.
Well, there are plenty of female Seahawks fans who don't really care whether people blame Sierra or not. Why does this matter so much to you?
Because, like I said, it's this cultural idea that I think needs to change. And then from a very different standpoint, which is I'm a mom now. I have a 1.5-year-old son. And I don't want to raise him in a culture and a society where he's not responsible for his own actions. I love football. His father loves football. We watch football every Monday, Thursday, Sunday. And football teaches young kids a lot of things. It should not be teaching our children that they're not responsible for their actions, they can blame someone else, that it's someone else's problem, it's not mine, I'm the victim. And so from a parent standpoint, which is very different shoes for me to fill, I'm still trying to figure that out, it really bothers me. It's not something I want my kid to learn.
Well, the last few weeks, Russell Wilson's been the best quarterback in football.
Yes.
Would you like to say I told you so?
Yeah, it's Sierra's. You got to give the credit to Sierra.
Oh, yeah. Would that be sexist to give credit to Sierra now?
Right? Well, I mean, it would be sexist if we didn't blame her. But if we're going to blame her, and that's what I wish that, you know, all of these like sports talk hosts and everyone should say thank you, Sierra, very much for your hard work in helping Russell play the two best games, arguably, this season.
Okay, got that? KOW listeners, if you are sexist, you need to send Sierra a thank you note and maybe a gift right now.
Yes.
In time for the holidays. I don't know what's appropriate for a woman who makes her man successful.
I have no idea. Half of his paycheck. That's a pretty big one.
Danielle Campamore wrote in Sports Illustrated about the impulse to blame Russell Wilson's girlfriend for his football struggles. By the way, those struggles seem to have ended. As we said, the Seahawks have improved so much, they could clinch a playoff spot on Sunday when they play Cleveland in SoDo.